From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Deadly violence accompanied a controversial election by the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela for a new assembly with the aim of rewriting the Constitution. At least 10 people were killed in clashes Sunday. Anti-Maduro protesters erected barricades on roads and scuffled with police. A bomb went off in the capital, Caracas, wounding several policemen. Opposition lawmaker José Olivares, referring to the ruling party of Mr. Maduro, called them low-life criminals, stealing, defending hunger, hate, and repression. He vowed never to be obedient to them. Rogue protests are planned for Monday. Many Venezuelans stayed away from the polls after an opposition call for a boycott. But analyst Jeff Ramsey of the Washington Office on Latin America expects the government to claim victory.
I think absolutely. You know, I think from the very beginning, this vote was slanted against the opposition, and it's frankly illegitimate. And I think absolutely the government is going to use this to create a constituent assembly. That body is going to have about 3 days to convene and elect its own leadership that will have unprecedented power over the rest of Venezuela's remaining democratic institutions.
The U.S. has threatened to impose economic sanctions. The vote went ahead. Sunday, U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, in a tweet, called the vote a step toward dictatorship. Police Sunday said a gunman and a police officer were killed on Saturday during an attack on the home of Kenya's Deputy President William Ruto just a week before national elections. Ruto and his family were not home at the time of the attack in Eldoret, northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Police have not commented on the motive for the attack. Ruto and President Uhuru Kenyatta standing for re-election August 8th. This is VOA News.